Sharika Matthews, and you're listening to Orgasmic Relationships, a podcast designed to show women how to create deep, passionate, soul-stirring relationships. Each week, we will discuss topics ranging from dating, situationships, marriage, divorce, and everything in between. So if you're ready to transform your love life and shift your perspective about what's really possible for you, you're in the right place. Hi there, ladies, and welcome to another episode of Orgasmic Relationships. I am your host, Sharika Matthews, life coach and relationship expert. One of the reasons that many women aren't experiencing the deep, passionate, and fulfilling relationships that they truly desire is because they have settled for a relationship. The troubling thing is that many women don't even realize that they've settled. And then there are other women who are sabotaging the good relationships that they are in because they have confused being settled into a relationship with settling for a relationship. So today, we are going to talk about the difference between settling into a relationship and settling for a relationship. So what does settling into a relationship mean? When you are settled into a relationship, it means that you are comfortable, established, balanced, and sustained. Your relationship takes care of you, and you take care of your relationship. Or in other words, he takes care of you and you take care of him, and neither one of you have to worry about taking care of each other because your partner's taking care of you. You may not be experiencing all of the fireworks and butterflies like you did in the beginning of the relationship, but you feel safe, connected, and known. When you think about the future, you even get excited and feel hopeful about it. You expect the best out of your relationship. You see, when you are settled because your relationship provides the grounding and the security that you need. You are settled because you are home. Now, what does it mean when you are settling for a relationship? Settling for a relationship means that your wants and needs are consistently being unmet. You are consistently sacrificing your needs to keep him happy, and you're sacrificing your desires to keep the relationship intact. When you are settling for a relationship, there is usually a compatibility difference. He may be an all-around good man, but he's not the right man for you. Too many differences between two people can result in lack of intimacy and connection, which in turn leave you feeling unfulfilled and dissatisfied, and probably leaving him feeling unfulfilled and dissatisfied. So why do many of us settle for a relationship? For some, it could be societal pressures to be married or in a long-term relationship by a certain age, else you'll be labeled as a low-value woman. You see, we talk about low value and high value men and women these days because it's such a buzzword. And we define what low value looks like, especially for women, based on their body count and then based on whether or not they're in a long-term relationship. For other women, it could be your own expectations that's causing you to settle for a relationship. You've always seen yourself in a relationship, and you just know that you have to be married by 40 with one, maybe two kids by the same father. That's your own expectation. And so you are choosing to be in a relationship so that you can hit those goals. And then there are others who settle for a relationship because you believe that being in a relationship is a means to an end. It's a way to upgrade your financial status or your social standing. It's a means to have children in a two-parent household. So your relationship becomes a vehicle for you to achieve a greater goal that means more to you than the relationship itself. And I've also seen women who settle for a relationship that is less than satisfying because they've always been taught that this is what relationships should look like and this is what relationships should feel like. You've been taught that women must sacrifice more than the men in the relationships. And you've been taught that it's a woman's job to make men happy and meet all of her man's needs. And the man's only job is to provide and to be faithful. A woman's happiness and satisfaction is nowhere in the equation. We women settle for relationships for all kinds of reasons. But settling for a relationship ultimately is a reflection of the way you see yourself, the way you see the world, and what you believe is possible for you. When you settle for a relationship, what you are saying is, number one, I don't believe I can have better. Number two, I don't believe I deserve better. And number three, God doesn't really want me to have my heart's desire. That's what you're really saying when you decide to settle for a relationship because it's a means to an end, because you feel pressure, or you're just trying to hit some goals. Settling for a relationship is also rooted in fear. You're fearful of being single again. You're possibly even fearful of what your family and friends will say, because some of them can be quite rude and quite brutal, to be honest. And most of all, you're fearful that you'll be single forever. When you settle for a relationship, you are being more committed to the relationship than you are to your own well-being. Think about that. You are more committed to having that relationship than you are to your own well-being. In other words, it is more important for you to have a man than it is for you to take care of your mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. Why do I say that? Because when you are settling for a relationship, you're not happy. When you are settling for a relationship, you are compromising your values, you're compromising your needs for the relationship. When you are settling for a relationship, you are not getting your basic needs met. There are some minimum basic requirements in relationships, like love, like respect, like mutual understanding, that's often missing when you settle for a relationship. So you're not getting your mental, emotional, nor your spiritual well-being, your spiritual needs met. And the biggest challenge of it all is that most women who are settling for a relationship didn't intentionally choose to settle in the beginning. Most women did what they thought they needed to do to be a good woman and to create a good relationship. But somewhere along the way, you lost your sense of self and you lost your courage to speak up and do something different. Then, before you knew it, you were too emotionally and financially involved in the relationship to walk away easily. So instead of doing the hard thing, you did the easy thing and settled for the relationship. Does any of this resonate with you? Do you know a woman who is currently settling for a relationship? Or do you know someone who is currently settled into a relationship? You see, most of us are keenly aware that we have no desire to settle for anything in our lives. I don't think anyone wakes up in the morning and say, you know what? I'm going to settle for a relationship today, or I'm going to settle for this low paying job today, or I'm going to settle for, I don't know, cold coffee instead of hot coffee. None of us wake up with those kind of thoughts in mind. So none of us really choose to have a lackluster relationship. Not first thing in the morning anyway, right? But the only way for you to make sure that you don't slip and settle for a relationship is to make sure you are absolutely clear about the what you want in a relationship. And when you get clear on the what that you want in a relationship, then you have to make sure that you believe that you can have what you want. You see, some of us really are clear about the what. We know we want a relationship that's faithful. We want a relationship that feels safe. We want a relationship that we feel proud of. We want a relationship where we can grow both spiritually and financially and travel the world. We are really clear on what we want. But some of us don't actually believe that it is possible for us to have what we want. And what messes up a lot of us is that we are more attached to the how that let me see how I want to say this. We're more attached to how we get what we want than actually manifesting what we want. In other words, let's say you are very clear that you want a relationship and a marriage that creates a financial legacy for your children. You want to be able to pass down to your children at least six figures cash or in investments, right? And so in your mind, you're like, in order to do that, I have to have an ambitious man. I have to have an entrepreneur. I have to have a man that makes at least six figures. That's the how. And we are attached to that how. We are attached to finding a man who's ambitious, who has his own company, who makes six figures, so forth and so on. And when you attach yourself to the how, you remove yourself or you block yourself from being able to manifest the what you desire in the way that best fits you. So, for example, what if you meet a man who wins the lottery? Who wins, you know, $10 million in the lottery? That is a surefire way, especially if he's mature and he has financial savviness. That's a surefire way for you to create a financial legacy for your children to come. Or let's say you meet a man and he makes six figures and he owns his own company and he's very ambitious, but his debt to income ratio has him with a negative net worth. You match the how, but it's not going to get you the what that you truly desire. So you want to get to a place where you are not so attached into the how you're going to get what you want. Just be super clear on the what you want and then let God bring to you what you want in the best way that fits who you are, who you're becoming, and what God has planned for your future. So seek clarity on the what and do the work to align your beliefs to the fact that you can absolutely have what your heart desires are. So here are a couple of things I want you to take a look at to do a self-check to make sure that you aren't settling for a relationship. I want you to ask yourself a few questions here. Okay? Number one, how do I want to feel on a daily basis in my relationship? How do I want to feel? Think about that for a minute. Because we often think about what we want to do. We think about what we want to have. But think about how you want to feel in a relationship. What are some feeling words? I want to feel loved. I want to feel adored. I want to feel honored. I want to feel safe. I want to feel, I don't know, sexy. I want to feel desired. I want to feel, give me some more feeling words. I want to feel not in competition with. How do you want to feel in your relationship? And if you are currently dating or if you are currently in a relationship or marriage, ask yourself, am I feeling this way now on a regular basis? And I put the word in there, regular basis, because you're not going to feel like that every single day, right? You're going to have some good days and not so good days. But in healthy relationships, your good days far outweigh the not so good days. So ask yourself, most days of your relationship, do you feel the way you want to feel? The second question I want you to ask yourself is, what type of experiences do I want to have in my relationship? And when I say experiences, I'm talking about shared experiences. Do you want to share the joy of childbirth? Do you want to share the experience of buying property together? Do you want to share the experience of donating $10 million to a historically Black college or university? Do you want to share the experience together going on mission trips? Do you want to share the experience of praying together? That's something that's very important to some women, but may not be important to some men. Do you want to share the experience of prayer? Do you want to share the experience of worship? Do you want to share the experience of Bible study or going to school together? What experiences do you want to have in your relationship? Then number three, what are some things I would like to have more of in my relationship, but I've convinced myself that maybe I don't really need it, or maybe it's not really that important? So this question is aimed at taking a look at how you have overcompromised your desires. How have you overcompromised your dreams? How have you overcompromised your needs in a relationship? You see, sometimes when we're used to not getting what we want for so long, we convince ourselves that what we want is not needed and is not important. So what have you convinced yourself of that's not important anymore? Think about what you desired in your relationship when you were 21 or 25. Think about some of when you used to daydream about being married and having a family. What did you want out of that and what you're not currently getting? And I want to be clear that there's a difference between maturing your dream and letting go of your dream. You see, when you mature your dreams for what you want in your relationship, that simply means that you go from saying, oh, I want a Cinderella happily ever after type of relationship, because that really is unrealistic. But instead, I want to have a realistic relationship where I experience more love than hate, where I experience more love and peace than indifference. That is maturing your dream, but letting go of some of the immature things. Like I remember, I don't know, I guess I was 16, 17, somewhere in there. I just knew, honey, that I was going to be married by the time I was 21, 22. I knew my wedding color was going to be jade and, I don't know, some other color. And I don't know, I just knew that I was going to have kids and be married and, you know, grow old together, want to have all this fun together. And life was just going to be perfect once I got married. Child, please, let me tell y'all something. That is not how life works out. For some people, it does work out. It looks like it's a fairy tale on the outside, but the relationship they really have is more realistic. And so as I began to grow and mature and began to learn what it really takes to create, to attract, create, and maintain a healthy relationship, I kind of let go of some of these deadlines and some of these fairy tale endings about how my Prince Charming was going to come through and just sweep me off my feet and carry me away into the sunset. He may not be carrying me out into the sunset, but we get to lay out in the yard of our own house, no matter how small it may be, and gaze up at the stars. That's my reality. And so don't confuse letting go of your dreams with maturing your dream. You're still dreaming, you still have these desires, and you still believe that they can happen, but along the way, you've let go of that belief and you convinced yourself that you don't really need it, you don't really want it, and it's not really that important. So think about that. Write that down. What are some things you would like to have more of in your relationship, but you're not currently getting because you let it go? That's number three. And then number four, the last question is, do you feel emotionally safe to have this conversation with your partner? And this is specifically those who are in relationships or who are married or who are dating, especially if you've been dating for a while. Do you feel emotionally safe to have this conversation with your partner? Do you feel emotionally safe to talk about how you want to feel in your relationship? Do you feel emotionally safe to talk about the type of experiences you want to have in your relationship? Do you feel emotionally safe to talk about some of the dreams and desires that you've let go of but you want to reintroduce into your relationship? Do you feel emotionally safe? And what do I mean by emotionally safe? Do you feel as if you can have a conversation with your partner without it turning into an argument? Can you have a conversation with your partner without it becoming a judge and jury type of session where someone's saying, well, you didn't do this and you didn't do that. And the other person, well, I didn't do this because you didn't do this and you didn't do that. That's not a mature conversation. It's not a healthy conversation. And ultimately, it doesn't make you feel safe because now you're on the defensive. So do you feel as if you can have a mature relationship with your partner where you both feel emotionally safe? The second part of that question is, do you believe that he will hear you? If you express to your partner, to your boyfriend, to your husband, that I would like to experience something different in this relationship, do you believe that he will actually hear you? And then do you believe that your partner, your husband, your boyfriend will try to make the relationship better based on this conversation? So that last question had three parts. Do you feel emotionally safe? Do you believe that he will listen? And do you believe that your partner would try to improve the relationship? And so those questions will ultimately lead you to answer the question, am I in the right relationship? Answering those questions will ultimately lead you to decipher whether or not you are settled into a relationship or if you are settling for a relationship. But here's the other thing I want to warn you about when it comes to settling into a relationship and settling for a relationship. Don't be so afraid of settling for a relationship that you miss out on exploring something new. And let me tell you what I mean by that. This is my story. So when me and my fiance first met, and I have to admit, he was not my type. He was so far different from men that I was usually attracted to that he actually piqued my interest. And that's one of my things, is that I am a very curious person, and I didn't really realize that until maybe 4 or 5 years ago. But he was so different when I met him that he actually piqued my interest, and I wanted to find out what he was all about. And to be honest with you, that was one of the best decisions I've ever made. But you know, and when I say that he wasn't my type, it wasn't that I was out here choosing fuckboys all the time. Like, I've actually dated good men. I've met good men. I met some very interested men. And, you know, and I met some fuckboys along the way, too. But that was not my my normal mode of operation. And with the good men, they're still good men. They just weren't the right men for me, and I wasn't the right woman for them. And that is simply okay. My type, or so I thought was my type, was a man who was charismatic, a man who's very ambitious, and an entrepreneur like me. Yeah, my fiance, he ain't none of those things. As a matter of fact, we are opposite in several ways. Like, he prefers the country over the city. He enjoys things like camping, like sleeping outside camping. And if y'all know anything about me, y'all know good and doggone well, I'm not sleeping outside in nobody's tent. I need some insulation. I need four walls, a roof. I need air conditioning. I need a toilet, a real toilet, not an outhouse. I need a shower where I can turn around and do things in the shower. Like, I need modern amenities. But he is okay with camping and sleeping out in the woods. I love him for that. He can do that all he wants to. And I will applaud him and I will support him. And he's not an entrepreneur. He actually enjoys working in corporate America. And he does really well in corporate America. And I can support that. But the thing that attracted me to him was his character. The thing that attracted me to him was his ability to meet my needs. It did not come how I thought it was going to come. But my needs are being met. And my desires. So, you know, and when I think about this, yes, we are very different. Yes, he's not my typical type. But in all the ways that he is different from me, he also complements me. Where I am weak, he is strong. Where he is weak, I am strong. But if I wasn't clear on what settling for a relationship looked like, I would have missed out on my blessing, who is now my fiance. So again, you want to make sure that you are clear on what you want, what's important to you, and then be available for God to give you exactly what you need. All right, so that's really what I wanted to communicate to you and really help you understand is the difference between settling into a relationship, which can sometimes feel boring, and settling for a relationship. But even if you feel as if you are settled into a relationship and things are starting to get boring, that is not your cue to go out and start an argument to add some excitement to your relationship. Let's not do that. Instead, have a conversation about ways to add more interest and add more high energy and high vibration to your relationship. It's not your cue to go cheat. It's not your cue to go seek fulfillment elsewhere. Have the conversation. That's the part of a healthy orgasmic relationship. The only way that you're going to feel that fulfillment in that relationship is to have a healthy conversation, is to make sure that the environment of the relationship is emotionally safe for both you and for him. And just know that sometimes what you think is boring is just life, because relationships aren't meant to always be on a 10 all day, every day, day in and day out. That's unrealistic to maintain. You have to have some downtime to recharge, reground yourself, and then go back up to equip you both for doing life in this relationship. But relationships aren't meant to feel like a roller coaster ride either, where you're constantly going up and down every other day. That can get tiring. Plus, that gives you like stomach sickness and stuff. You just want to throw up and all kinds of crazy things. That's not what we want to experience in our relationships. But know this, relationships are simply the vehicle that you use to navigate this thing called life. And when you're in the right relationship and get settled into it, you won't have the drama or the theatrics that you may be used to in other relationships. Why? Because you're settled into a healthy relationship. And the mistake that often happens with both men and women who are settled into relationships is that they start getting comfortable. And in some cases, they start getting lazy or passive and stop putting in the work to make their relationship thrive. But I want you to remember this. Relationships are like plants. You have to actively water it and prune away the dead leaves in order for your plant to thrive. You don't stop watering and adding fertilizer to your plant once it's growing and thriving fully, right? You don't do that. You have to keep doing the work so that your plant can continue to be healthy and strong, and your relationship is no different. When you get your relationship to a place where it is healthy, where it is growing, where it is strong, you don't stop having the conversation. You don't stop having sex. You don't stop having date nights. You don't stop complimenting each other. You don't stop paying attention to each other. Why? Because if you stop doing the things that make the relationship grow, then guess what? The opposite of growth is death. When you stop doing those things, your relationship would die. So when you feel as if that your relationship is going the wrong way, step up your game in communication, step up your game in physical intimacy, step up your game in emotional intimacy. Do all the things that we need to do in order to make sure your relationship continuously grow and continuously thrive. It's okay to get settled into a healthy, loving relationship, but if you want your relationship to thrive with energy and passion, you have to continue to do the work to nurture the relationship. And it's not just on you, ladies, it's not just your responsibility to do the work to nurture the relationship. Both of you have to actively participate and do the work to nurture and grow the relationship. All right, you guys, so that's really the differences between settled into a relationship and settling for a relationship. And if you need to come back, listen to this podcast a couple of times, if you need to think through this process again, because I know when I was going through the process of getting clear between settling for a relationship and settling to a relationship, into a relationship, I had to meditate and think about this thing for quite a while for me to find my own clarity and for me to map out my pathway in getting clear about what I wanted, what I wanted to experience, and what I wanted to feel in a relationship, so that I'll know clearly and definitively if I am tempted to settle for a relationship, or am I actually settling into a relationship. So again, thank you guys for listening to another episode of Orgasmic Relationships. If you want to stay in touch with me, be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook. You can do that. You can follow me on both platforms as Sharika A. Matthews. But I am most active on IGs. That's where you can find more videos and tips of how to have a healthy and thriving dating life and relationship. And if you have any questions or situations you want to hear me address here on this podcast, send me a DM on Instagram and I'll be sure to respond. So until next time, be bold, brilliant, and completely unstoppable in the pursuit of what your heart truly desires in your life and in your relationships. I'll talk to you soon.